Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me Sis podcast, featuring your two favorite sisters,
Alex
and Kyla.
Welcome back to a new episode and a new week, and happy Friday.
I hope everyone had a great week and are looking forward to the weekend. Also, I hope you are not bombarded with work today, because yeah. Fridays are supposed to be the day of chilling.
Yeah. They should be half days.
They really should. Honestly, I still think that, you know, work weeks should only be 4.5 days, 3.5 days, like Monday to Wednesday, and then half of Thursday.
And then
it should be a 3.5 weekend.
If you can get all your work done in those days. Some companies, I feel like you can't.
So, of course, there's always going to be certain jobs where you can't.
But office job.
You know, there's also so many jobs where, I'm sorry, 40 hours a week? Like, I had a job that I was full-time working 40 hours a week, and there were some weeks, I think I worked like 5 hours. Like, it was just, there was nothing to do.
Yeah, you were just like wasting your time.
Yeah, I was literally twiddling my thumbs.
And like, they don't let you go home.
Yeah, you're cool. Just stuck there.
Yeah, there was, I have a friend that she switched companies, and they worked mainly remote, but then they started making a rule that you had to go into office at least 2 times a week because they were paying rent for this office space, a really nice office space, and no one was going in because mm-hmm. even all their meetings were virtual. It was very easy, and the manager was like,
what, here's an idea, why don't you sell your office?
Because they wanted a place for clients to meet. So he couldn't get rid of it, but he was like, I need to justify spending this amount. Like, you guys need to come in. And she lives so far. So she was frustrated that, like, all of a sudden now she went from being, like, exclusively virtual to having to go in at least 2 times a week, which she
said. But when she started at that company, was her position to be remote when she initially signed on?
So, yes, because it was during COVID. So, like, things were different, right?
Yeah.
But, like, if it was prior to COVID, no, it wouldn't have been a remote job. It would have been an in-person job. So, when things switched back to being, like, regular, that's why. It's like a very weird situation.
A lot of people now, what they'll do is, after COVID, they'll purposely apply to jobs that are remote. And if the company then tries to get people to start going in, like, you can literally say, this is not what I signed on yeah. for, and like, our contract states that I'm remote.
Yeah, for me it's like, because I like, for my friend, she lives very close to me, so like, I can understand her frustration, because it's just a nightmare to get into the city from where we live. And like, yeah, you could take the train, but even that is like such a nightmare, and like, never on time, and it's just a whole big hassle. But other people, if you don't live far from where you're working, I don't see what the big deal is for going in 2 times a week for a little bit, and like, yeah. getting your work done and seeing people in person. Like, that's just how I like to operate. Obviously, yeah. not everyone is like me.
I don't think I could ever do fully remote, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, like, it's just not, I never work fully remote technically, because I mean, I do, but like, my office is my house, but it's because I work with Dan.
Yeah,
you know, like, I'm constantly like, it's, we work together so often, and like, okay, when I'm editing, obviously I'm not, but that's my like one-on-one time with like my work, and that's yeah. how I am creative and shooting content. But it's not a it's not like I'm alone 24/7 working at my computer. Like, I would hate that.
See, I would be, that would be me.
Like, I would hate that.
I know.
I would rather be in an office where I could talk to other people and still get my work done, but then still have conversations with, like, my employees.
I don't know.
Well, it depends. If I don't like my coworkers, then it
But it's not suck. Even just that, Alex. It's like, you, because you've never had, like, a 9-to-5 office job, right? So it's like, yes, it's nice to be around your coworkers and, like, talk to them and whatever. Like, that's why I personally like more hybrid stuff. But when you have to go in 9-to-5, 5 days a week.
But I've had even jobs 4 days like that, just a not week, like at a
not
desk.
An office, not an office job.
But like, what's the, like, what is the difference if it's still 9-to-5, 5 days a week, you have to go
because
in?
Because you're always sitting at the same desk. Typical, like, most offices are very ugly and bland.
And you just, like, stare at a screen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
And there's hours that could go by where no one's talking, everyone's just working. And you have to sit in an uncomfortable chair.
Yeah.
The bathrooms are gross. Or, like, there's so much, there's so many layers to, I could see why. It's very depressing, honestly.
Yeah.
Especially when you have to do it week after week.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people think that. Yeah. A lot of people don't like, I mean, but I have friends that love their 9-to-5. Like, they literally freaking love it.
I mean, I'm not working 9-to-5 now. I'm doing way more than 9-to-5 because I'm freelancing. But, I mean, as much as, like, I get overwhelmed and stressed, I would never change it for the world.
Yeah. I think the hybrid thing really is awesome that that exists now. Like, even with our parents' company.
The one good thing that came out of COVID.
Well, like, literally, I remember my mom saying the amount of times they'd have to have meetings where they'd have to drive around the city or, like, figure out times to meet in person. It's like when COVID hit, they all had to learn how to have virtual meetings. And now it's so easy to meet with people virtually.
You actually save so much money from a company's perspective.
Yes.
To have your employees work remotely. And not only that, but, like, have, like, virtual meetings and, like, you know, they don't have to, like, drive anywhere and then you have to, like, compensate them for gas and whatnot. Like, you're actually saving so much money. Obviously, if you're running a business where it can't be remote, because mm-hmm. there are a lot of jobs where you do have to be, like, face to face. Like, okay, that's another thing. But, like, if you're running a business and, like, these people that run businesses and, like, your friend you were saying, and, like, they couldn't justify not having, like, spending all this money on a space, but they wanted a place for their clients to meet. It's like, okay, so why don't you sell the place that you currently have and find something that's more affordable, make it nice, and it's, like, smaller just for your clients to meet.
Listen, I don't understand the business decisions some people make sometimes. There's always a reason.
I mean, I guess, like, there's contracts and stuff involved. Like, maybe they need the place.
There's also, like, reasons as to why business owners, like, they're never going to want to spend more money than they have to, right?
Yeah.
So there's usually a reason as to why they're not doing something. Because that is, like, a very simple, like, obviously, but there's a reason as to why they're not doing that.
I wonder what that reason is.
Yeah, I would never know.
See, that's the kind of stuff that interests me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
But maybe it's because I work in real estate, and so whenever it comes to real estate, like renting, buying, selling, stuff like that, I'm like, ooh, like, what is that? Like, why?
I always wonder, like, when I see a house that I find is, like, really not like a nice, like, it's just not my style. I think it's, like, quote unquote ugly, but then, like, people love it. I'm like so, I know everyone has their own taste. Obviously, yeah. People have their own taste in clothing and people and art and whatever it is. But, like, I'll look at a house and I'm like, what is that architecture? It just looks like an office building from, like, the early 2000s, like, all weirdly shaped.
Are you talking
about,
like, more, like, modern stuff?
No, but, like, even, like, the houses, remember that they go like this, the roofs?
Oh, yeah. No, that's so ugly.
Like, it's just, but people like that. And I'm like, who likes that? I don't understand. To me, that's just, like, subjectively an ugly house.
Yeah.
Like, brown brick, like, with this ugly...
You mean objectively an ugly house?
What did I say?
Subjectively.
Well, it's all It's all subjective, right?
Yeah, but I think the way you meant
objectively, yeah. To me, it's objectively ugly, but to other people, they say it's subjective. And I'm like, no. But they're right, because obviously people like it because they spend money on these homes and they're big.
Anyways... Let's get into today's topic.
Today's topic is about if boys and girls can have a platonic relationship, aka be just friends. and our thoughts on the topic, because I saw a TikTok this morning of like a, I guess it's, what is it called? A mutual? Cartier.
Yeah.
Milan from Australia. We follow each other on social media, and for some reason her TikTok popped up, and it was weird because it's from a few months ago, but it was like her talking about how she thinks it's a red flag when a guy doesn't have a girl best friend, and the amount of comments of people being like, whoa, this is like so not how I think, because like I think it is toxic when a guy has a girl best friend because they always want something more and like whatever. And then Cartier was saying like, okay, but wait. Like, I have a ton of guy friends that are literally just my guy friends. Like, ew, I would never do anything with them. And like, when they start dating someone, I want to treat that girl like a fucking queen, because like, I have to put up with this guy's bullshit. And now I can't even imagine her having to put up with this guy's bullshit. So I want to put him in his place to get him to know how to treat her properly.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's great that you're a friend like that.
Yeah.
Like, and all the comments were saying like, but I don't trust... Like, and they would basically give her all these examples of what all these girls would do.
But if you don't trust your boyfriend, or if you're never going to trust men, then you should never be in a relationship.
Well, that was exactly her point, is that she was saying like, this is
because I have a guy, a really close guy friend of mine. He's getting married.
Yeah.
And then another one of my really close guy friends, like nothing would ever happen.
But would you date someone whose best friend was a girl?
Yeah.
And you would not be threatened by this girl at all?
I mean, maybe there would be moments where I'd feel like, you know, if I'm about to get my period, or like if I'm feeling a little insecure for whatever reason on my own, there would be moments where maybe I would need his reassurance, but I would never in a million years try to get in the way of their friendship. And if I really, really, really felt threatened by this girl, I wouldn't even date him.
Yeah, that's was... actually her point. She was kind of like, instead of controlling your boyfriend and telling him what he can't do, what he can do, who he can see, who he can't see, like give him the benefit of a doubt and like just fully trust the relationship until he actually gives you a reason to not trust you. And I know it's scary because you don't want to invest all this time into someone to get hurt in the end, but if you're already setting it up like they are going to do something when they actually probably won't,
yeah,
then like that's kind of like your issue you have to deal with.
Yeah. And like you're, and like the girls that are saying that like they don't believe a guy should have a girl best friend or like girlfriends in general, you're not helping yourself by having that kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you're not going to enter someone's life and then the guy is just going to be so okay with dropping someone that supposedly means a lot to him and they have like a really good friendship and, you know, they care about each other, and then you come in the picture and he can't be with that person. Like he can't have any association or affiliation to that person anymore because you just don't trust guys. Like or if girls. You really think about it, it's that's just not how life works. And I'm not saying it's easy. Like everyone has moments of self-doubt and feeling insecure or threatened or jealous, like whatever. I'm not saying that I would never have those feelings if my boyfriend had a girl best friend, especially if she was someone that's very pretty. But maybe it's because I'm older now and I've been single for so long. And I also am like on the other end of things where I'm a girl and I'm friends with guys, like good friends with guys,
mm-hmm.
and these guys are in relationships or engaged or married, whatever. So I just like, I have like a completely different like perspective on that. Mm-hmm. If you would have asked me this, I don't know, like when I was in my early 20s or something, I would have been like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, I guess it depends on like your current lifestyle and like things that you've gone through in the past. But then also doesn't mean that's everybody, right?
I think TikTok could be toxic for that kind of stuff, because there's sometimes where I see TikToks of people saying like, this is how you know if he really likes you, or like,
oh, I hate those
10 things, 10 signs a guy is really not that into you. And like they make it like gospel, and it's like, I listen to it, and in the moment, whatever the person is saying, I'm like, oh my God, it's so true. And it like kind of gets to me. But then I like take a step back. I'm like, okay, whoa, wait a second. Not everything is so black and white. Not everyone is the same.
Yeah.
like what one person would do if they like someone isn't the same thing another person would do if they like someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One of my favorite things or favorite people to follow on TikTok are people that are like legit therapists mm-hmm. that are older that don't use TikTok as like their career or their platform. They just like, it'll usually be like the child, not child, but like the daughter filming her father being like, and there's a few like OBs too, where like the daughter will film the father being like, what do you do in this situation or whatever? And it's like, listen, I'm not, this is not, every case is so individual, but like in my line of work, and they're older, they're in like their 60s or 70s. So they really know what they're talking about. And there was this one video, I sent it to Dan yesterday because it was so true. It was just about like men feeling like inferior in a lot of situations, which people get so upset on social media if you say that, because it's like, oh, women have had it hard for like so much longer, which is true. But also like men can still feel like shit.
But also you're currently taking it out on men that have had absolutely nothing to do with how women were treated in the past.
But like, listen, trust me, I understand that whole argument. It's just like
there's, well, a lot of men, like people are taking it on a lot of innocent men. There are some huge pieces of shit still to
course,
this day.
Of course. And women still have it hard a lot of the times to this day. And I think that there's a lot of generational trauma, and it's a whole big thing. But I sent it because this therapist was talking about how he's a couples therapist, and the most common thing he sees when it comes to the man in the relationship and the issues that they face are the fact that they feel like they have no voice in a situation, because either their partner is like a lot more, he said, like, quote unquote, loud with their emotions, like will either cry or like scream or yell to like get their way. Not on purpose. It's just like they're more emotional in that sense. And men feel like they have no voice because of X, Y, and Z, or, you know, the past or whatever it is. So they just feel like they have to just shut up and like not say anything. Mm-hmm. And then it builds resentment. It's this whole big thing. And I was like, this is actually super interesting. So I sent it to Dan, and he was like, oh, whoa, that's like a really cool take. And we were like talking about it a lot. And I was like, I like this account because this guy, he's not talking specific to like one person or something that's super niche. It's very broad, but it like makes sense. And he'll explain certain scenarios when it comes to platonic friendships, when it comes to being unfaithful in a marriage, and like, should you tell your partner? And like, it's all these things that I was like, whoa, I never even like thought about this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just very fascinating to me to learn about a lot of this kind of like shit, because I'm like, this is interesting to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can grow as a person, even though I'm not in that situation. I could still grow as a person, and maybe like as we get older and our kids are older and we're older, and let's say things are stale or whatever, it's like, okay, well now I know how to act in this situation. Or if I'm feeling like insecure, or I'm feeling a little bit like, oh, maybe I really would not feel this way with Dan at all. But it's like, what if I got to a point in my life in my 40s where I'm like, I feel like I'm not as attractive to him anymore. Mm-hmm. And like, how can I help myself from not feeling that way? Because maybe he still will find me attractive, but because I don't find myself attractive, you know what I mean? Like there's this whole big thing. And I thought the whole platonic friendship was so interesting because it's true. Like I used to have a really good guy best friend, and every girlfriend that he had hated me. And it was like, what did I do? Actually, what did I never tried to be with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
And it's like, why do you hate me so much? And it's because they just didn't trust their boyfriend.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Olly.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah. Well, they were threatened by you.
Exactly. And so that was shitty because then it's like I kind of lost this guy friend because, like, anytime you get a new girlfriend, they didn't like me. And I was like, am I doing something? That's like very, you know, and he was like, no, they just don't like that we talk and hang out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. But also, it's like you said, we were young. I was in my early 20s, late teens.
Yeah. Like, I find when you're young, it's, you're also experiencing relationships for the first time and you're like exploring.
True.
Sexually for the first time, and like everything is so new and you're experiencing these huge intense emotions as well, and especially as a woman you're at like the most insecure point of your life.
So then okay, for
and also your frontal lobe isn't fully developed.
That is true. Currently I have a lot of guy friends, but it's because we're all in relationships, so like we're all like a group of friends of couples in relationships.
Yeah, but Dan would go on like long bike rides with one of the wives of like that's in your friend group.
Yeah.
And like you never cared.
No. And I would never feel threatened. But it's funny because I was talking one of our girls nights recently with my neighbors. I was like I asked one of them, I'm like, would you ever go for lunch with Dan? And she was like, no, that's so random. And I was like, okay, well, sorry, maybe because you just don't go for lunch in general with friends. But, like, would you ever hang out with him one-on-one? And she was like, I mean, she goes, why, though? Because, like, we all get together anyways. I'm like, but would you find it uncomfortable? And she was like, maybe. I don't know. She goes, I try to think about it. If I was hanging out one-on-one with any of the husbands, I would feel a little uncomfortable. And I don't know why that is. It's not like that I don't trust them or I don't trust myself like at all. Like we're all very happy in our relationships, but it would make me feel a little weird if it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is because.
But also like, have you thought of it in the sense of, or like from this kind of perspective where it's like not necessarily it would be awkward because like you're a girl and he's a guy, but you guys are friends. From like a group perspective, but actually having like a one-on-one.
Right.
Conversation or like hangout sesh with this person, like maybe you're only friends with this person because you're more friends with his wife
100%.
And like you guys all get along from like as a group, but you don't really have that much in common.
It's true, because not that I don't like them, because I really enjoy their company, but I would never like choose them to be my friend if it wasn't for the fact that I'm friends with their wife.
Because that's happened to me many times where I was in like a friend group for years, and I would be out of nowhere one-on-one with one person in that friend group, and like I always felt so uncomfortable and I was like, this is so weird. And I realized it's because like we're friends as a group, but like me and this person have like zero like relationship outside of the group.
But this is what's weird to me is like when it's one-on-one, like okay, we're in a group setting, let's say everyone goes outside for a second and it's just me and the other person inside talking, I don't find it weird. But like the meeting up to like, let's say go for lunch with one of them, I'd be like, that's kind of weird. Which is also weird because I would 100% do that with Patrick and not feel weird about it. Maybe because
you also have a friendship with Patrick outside of like the group.
True.
He's also like a photographer. He's shot content for you.
He's also like extremely, extremely social. Whereas I feel like a lot of the other guys aren't, like they're social, but not in the same way. I don't know. I find it like I can see both sides really well, and I can understand why some people are like very insecure with that situation, because there are a lot of people that like will kind of want your man, and I've seen that time and time again.
Yeah.
That like they're friends, but like they really like him. And it's the same thing as the whole like my best friend's wedding.
Yeah,
like that situation like has happened. I've seen it happen so many times that it does put doubt in my mind, which is so frustrating, because like I think girls and guys can 100% be platonic, because I have guy friends that I literally want nothing to do with. But then it's like, well, how do I know they want nothing to do with me sexually? Or if I was like, hey, are you down to like hook up, that they would say no. Even if, let's say we were both single and like we were just friends and like nothing else, but then one day I was like,
I also think that women and men, yes, like we're all humans, but like really it's as if we're completely different breeds of animals. Like we just biologically are not wired the same way. And men do not view sex in the same way women do.
True.
A man can sleep with a woman and never have any emotional attachment to her, have absolutely no care in the world. If anything, they'll get like the post nut clarity or post nut ick.
Ew.
Or whatever. Like, that's a thing. I hate that. And so like for them, it's like, I'm not saying like, I'm not making excuse. Like, I definitely think cheating is horrible, but like there are some exceptions sometimes. And for men, I'm just saying like, I'm just giving facts. Okay. I'm not giving my opinion on like cheating right now, but like if a man were to go and cheat, like it's just sex for them. They don't see it as such a big deal. As much of a big deal as like women do, because guys don't get attached and fall in love through sex.
Yeah.
Like for women, it's like so much more of an emotional experience for us. And we have all of these like hormones that are released and all this stuff. So it's like we get so like attached and we're so invested in the person. But really, it's just because there's like a chemical reaction that's going on in our brains.
But are you talking about, because like this is what confuses me, because with cheating, it's like you're in a relationship with someone. You're committing yourself to someone. If you're going to cheat, why are you still with the person? Just leave.
Oh, I agree. Like, I 1000% agree. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying men and women not wired the same way.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Like at all.
So your answer is...
I think men and women can be platonic friends. And it just comes down to, do you trust the person that you're with? Because like Kartia said in that video, like he's going to cheat if he wants.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you say or do to try and prevent it from happening. If you don't trust your man, there's most probably a reason for that, or you're just extremely insecure and you don't trust anyone. But the more you try to control someone, the more you're just going to push them out.
Yeah. I really, really agree with that, because I remember when Dan and I first started dating, I was extremely insecure because of like my past relationships and just like not ever feeling like confident in myself or in my relationships. And Dan had just gotten out of a really long-term relationship, and everyone kept saying that I was his rebound.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, I literally did not want to date anyone. Like, I was so ready to be single. He's like, I just really fell hard for you and I want to be with you. And I felt like I didn't believe him.
Yeah.
And I was trying to control the narrative of our relationship to the point where it was really like...
And you guys started dating like quick, right?
What do you mean quick?
From the time that like you guys hung out for the first time.
Yeah, it was like a few months.
Yeah.
It was fast. But like... I think it was different because we had known each other for so long, so we didn't have to like really learn about each other that much. Like we already knew so much about each other, and we had been friends, so like that kind of like we got past that part quickly. And then when the feelings set in,
hold on, I have to cut my back. Yeah,
but I remember that whole summer everyone was like, well, he's just using you, and like hearing those things. And because I had no confidence in
myself,
this
is why I want to do an episode on, you have to be very selective with the information you share with friends and family.
No, but it's not even like information I was sharing. Like they just saw that we were dating and they would just tell me like, oh, he's your rebound or you're his rebound. And I would be like, okay, cool. And I had no confidence in myself or the relationship. So I would try to control certain things. And then it ended up just building resentment because he was like, I have no space for like me and my stuff. Like, you're trying to tell me what I can or can't do. That's not okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize I was doing that. He had to, like, actually tell me. And I was like, whoa. Like, it didn't even occur to me in my brain that that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds dumb to, like, not even realize that you're doing that. But I didn't realize it. And it's crazy now looking back at the person I was and, like, the person that Dan is and how I... like longest rebound ever, we've been together for like 13 years.
Yeah, seriously.
But
pregnant with your second.
I know. Like, I was just, I fell in love with him so quickly that it scared me. And it was like the weirdest feeling. And I remember people saying like, oh, you're too young to be in a relationship. You need to like
shut the fuck up, bro.
I know. Everyone is so different. Everyone's situation is so different. I hate when
people, especially if you're not asking for someone's opinion, like, could you imagine you listened to everyone?
I know. My life would not be happy.
No.
Yeah, we need to do a whole episode on this.
We're doing a whole episode on it because, like, honestly, I stand by this. Like, people give the fucking worst advice, especially like
unsolicited,
first of all. Okay, if someone's not asking for your opinion, don't give your fucking opinion. If your friend is coming to you and like, okay, of course there's like exceptions if your friend is in a very abusive relationship or like there's something that's going on that's actually like your friend's
concerning
safety is like at risk, then like you fucking get involved. But like if your friend is dating a guy, and like I'm not saying it's easy to be a friend constantly listening to like your friend who's dating like a fucking loser or whatever. But like if they're not asking for your opinion, like don't give your advice. Like you just need to be supportive. And not only that, if your friend is starting to see someone and it's like super fresh, super new, and they're talking to you about like how happy they are and like all these things, and you just, you know,
2 minutes.
2 minutes. And you're not necessarily the most self-aware person.
Yeah.
But like, if you're not self-aware, you're not going to think that, but you know,
sorry.
It's just really like, it's don't like, especially if you have nothing good to say.
Yeah. People sometimes try to say something that they like pass off as advice when it's actually just a bitchy thing to say.
And also like, cool. it's like, you don't know this person, you've never met them, you're not in the situation, like the situation. You're hearing the situation. You're hearing it, like,
listen, I've been guilty of that in the past, and it's something that I've worked
so
on.
Have I, like, but like it is like,
because you know, want the best for someone,
like,
right?
I haven't been like this for so long, but like I when I was younger, I was more like that. But I was also just very dramatic when I was younger.
But also sometimes you want the best for someone. And even if they're not asking for advice, you're like, you might see something as a red flag. And then they're like, I'm not asking for advice.
But Alex,
they're think right. You're right. It's like, you're not asking for advice.
Yeah. But also think of it this way. Like, people saw a red flag in Dan when you started talking to him. And people were giving like their opinion.
Yeah.
And they turned out to be wrong.
Yeah.
So it's like, not all the time, you know what I mean?
Well, that's why even when you are asking for advice, and this is why I want to do a whole episode on this, is like, you just take it with a grain of salt, because at the end of the day, people's advice is their opinions on the situation.
It's
and you're gonna get four different pieces of advice from four different people.
I know,
and it confuses thing. You anyways. This is gonna be a whole topic.
Yeah, it's gonna be a whole topic.
We both have so much to say on this matter.
Yeah.
I would love to know your opinion on platonic relationships. Do you have them? Have you had them before? Do you think it's possible? Do you not think it's possible? There's a huge trend on TikTok right now of like the girl who wants your boyfriend, like the best friend that wants your boyfriend, or the boyfriend's.
Oh my God. If I was in a situation like that,
like actually
I would be like dying on the inside, but like I would talk to my boyfriend about it and like see like, if he's gonna be like, you know, naive and playing dumb.
Well, what Cardia said in her video, she was like, you're making me question my guy friends now. Like, do I need to go and ask all my guy friends, like, hey, would you with me? Just to see what they would say.
I mean, Alex, I'm sure the answer would be yes, but that doesn't mean that they're willing to cheat on their girlfriends.
No. Yeah, it's true. It's like guys.
Because again, it comes back to like guys are just wired different.
We love you guys so much, and we hope you have an amazing weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Love you guys.
Bye.